Hello.
Hello, good morning. Hi, may I speak to Trumaine?
This is Trumaine.
Good morning, sir. Thank you very much for taking the call, sir, and happy Saturday. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir. Your answers are confidential. Can I just ask a couple minutes of your time, Trumaine, real quick?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a great Saturday, sir, as well. Let me just ask you real quick here, okay? Let me just one moment, sir. Now, the first question will be, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote or probably vote or 50-50 chances for me?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, and allow me just one moment. Generally speaking, how close will you say that you have been following the news and the information about politics and candidates over the last year very closely? Somewhat closely or not too closely, sir?
I think somewhat closely.
Thank you very much. Okay, regardless of how you have privileged vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else, man?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like parties, they're such lines.
I understand that, sir. I understand that, sir.
Yeah, I actually don't even know how to feel.
I understand that. Yes, because things are going on right now.
On my voter registration, it says Democrat.
Okay, I understand that. Now, I have this question for you. As a general speaking, Trumaine, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? Your personal economy?
I would say it's getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. Thank you very much. Let me just one moment. And
even with getting job raises and promotions, it's getting worse just because of inflation. It's not changing. Nothing is really balancing.
I understand that, sir. As I know, it's still a long way off, but the election for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or independent Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump. Well, who you would vote?
Definitely not for the felon.
I see. Okay. That's very understandable.
In terms of who actually can win between anybody, I would have to vote for Biden.
Biden, okay.
Not to split votes. Okay. Not because that's my choice, but not to split votes for the greater of the two evils.
Okay. I understand that. Now I have this one here. It says, and do you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump and on Thursday night? Is it just a lot?
I did. I thought the foolishness.
Okay. And what do you see or hear that makes you more likely towards to support Joe Biden for president?
For me, it was the constant lying of Donald Trump. I feel like the only thing with Donald Trump is that you would see a different reaction when it comes to the war. There would be a stronger response to reduce the war or lift our own national security when it comes to that. I don't have 100% confidence in Joe Biden when it comes to national security.
Okay, I understand that, sir. That's very understandable. Now, I'm just going to ask this here. It says here, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with the issues, and would Biden or Trump be much better at dealing with that issue, or just someone better? It says here, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. You think that Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, or Biden much better?
Trump would handle inflation better.
Okay, how about the growing the U.S. economy? Is it Trump or Joe Biden?
In terms of growing the economy, it's tricky. I have to pick between one or two.
Well, you don't know. You might say that you don't know as well. I mean, that's on the side.
I don't know.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, sir. Now, allow me just one moment. I do have another question here. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? Is it much more favorable, someone more favorable, or someone less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much less favorable.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. We almost got on this as well, Tremaine. Thank you so much for your valuable time. How often do you receive information about the world, and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often? Not at all?
I don't really do a lot of social media. Most of it's coming from, like, news outlets or me just reading.
I see.
Like, from actual sources. Like,
from
incredible
that.
Sources.
Okay, thank you very much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, Tremaine. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I am married.
Married, okay.
Wife.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years or eight of age of younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have a 7 and 3-year-old.
I understand that. Okay. Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, more every week, or once or twice a month? Or hardly ever.
Once a week.
Once a week.
Or you can say twice a week. Either one.
Thank you very much. Okay. How will you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Where of your more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Then you were born? Okay. Let me just one moment. We're almost done. I just wanted to say, Tremaine, thank you very much for your valuable time and your valuable patience. We're already done with your survey here. Everything that you have stated here is confidential. Hopefully, everything changes for better within the future.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Right.
You have a great and a wonderful week, and blessings to you and your family.
How you doing?
Thank you very much, Tremaine.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.